drove for miles and miles.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Jack's Outdoor Gear. They have locations up and down the Front Range. As you get ready for your spring outdoor activities, stop in a Jack's store and look around. You'll be pleasantly surprised by both the variety of products and the people there to help you. And tell them Terry told you to come in. Let's go right to the phones. Jim Hawkins from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is joining us, and we're going to talk some boating safety. Jim, thank you for patiently waiting. I know Steve ran a little long, but it's always great to have him on. But we'll give plenty of time to covering this information, I promise you.
No, well, thank you for having me. It was great to listen to him and all of his stories.
Yeah, him. Unfortunately, him and I, him not as much as we've been around a while, so we have a lot of stories. Hey, Jim, speaking of, you know, being around a while, there's been a lot of people who probably, as far as the outdoor is concerned over the last year, weren't around a lot as far as people that hadn't been outdoors or really avid outdoor people for years got back to it. And a lot of people who really hadn't used the outdoors much at all because of COVID turned to the outdoors because there was no youth sports. You couldn't go out for dinner. And so we saw a huge number of people take advantage of the outdoors, and boating and watercraft was no exception. Now, we encourage people to go outdoors. We want them to do that. But unfortunately, a lot of people went into things maybe they weren't ready for or didn't understand. Did it result in a maybe not as great a year for incidents that we would have liked?
Yeah, unfortunately, 2020 was our deadliest year on our Colorado waterways. We had 34 total drownings this year. And 18 of those drownings were specifically boating related. We want people to come outdoors. You know, it's the best place, I think, in Colorado. I think that's why a lot of people move out here. But we just got to do it safely and just make sure you know what you're getting into before you leave your house.
No, you really do. I think one of the biggest thing, and I've seen this, whether it's an avalanche mitigation or going out in the wrong, a search and rescue is way up. Even rescues on the water not involving drownings and things are way up. And not because people aren't even necessarily being careless, where that can be part of it, but they don't understand and they've pushed beyond their knowledge level or their limits. They've gone to do things before they were ready to do that. Now, along with that, I believe Parks and Wildlife has just redone their boating regulation handbook. Is that right?
Yeah. We wanted this year, all the boaters and stuff can go to our boating or actually all of our parks offices and look at our brand new boating handbook with regulations and statutes. We completely broke down the entire thing and rewrote it more in layman's terms, so it's easier for the public to understand what's required of them and kind of give them good ideas how to boat safely within our beautiful state.
So how do we access that? Is it available in hard copy, online, both?
Sure, you can find it in both places. You can visit our website at cpw.state.co.us, and then you can just search for boating regulations, or you can actually get a hard copy by visiting one of our Parks and Wildlife offices.
You know, the boat ramps are going to be opening here probably this week, some of them, and a lot more shortly after that. What are some of the real main points that you'd like to get to the public about boating safety?
Yeah, looking at the weather the next couple of days, I mean, we're going to be in the mid-60s and 70s, and I think a lot of people are, you know, wanting to get out, even with paddle craft, and as the boat ramps start opening up, you know, just making sure that the first thing that you should do is let somebody know where you're going. We call it a file a float plan with a loved one or somebody that's responsible. Just let them know where you're going and when you plan on being back. And, you know, if you're going to a specific cove to your favorite fishing spot or something like that, just let them know that you're fishing there and then when you're supposed to get home. Before you even leave the garage, make sure that you have all your required boat safety equipment. The biggest thing is, you know, making sure that you have life jackets for everybody on board, that they're proper fitting and they're U.S. Coast Guard approved. Make sure you have a tight fourth removal, fire extinguisher, a sound-producing device like a whistle or a horn, back flame arrestor if your boat is equipped with that, your ventilation system works, and then vessel lighting. You know, early mornings, late at night, or if the fog or something rolls in, making sure that you're seen. And the last thing is, you know, it kind of skips our mind going through November and December, but just make sure that you register your vessel online. The other things that we highly recommend just make sure that you have an anchor, just in case you do break down, a bucket, and paddling, a paddle or an oar before you head out of your garage.
Yeah, it's important to have all those things. And, of course, some of that will vary a little bit by the type of craft. But as a boater, you know, also I think read the regulations and understand the nuances of how you interact with other people. You know, when you're meeting a craft, when you're in the same area as a craft, I think we're getting more people out there. And I think people are just out there trying to have fun, but sometimes they don't realize the impact they're having on others. One thing I always like to talk about a lot this time of the year is the cold water. Everybody thinks I'm not going to fall in. It isn't going to happen to me. And I don't know anybody who spent extensive time in the water who probably hasn't had an incident. And when you hit that cold water, if you're not prepared, if you don't have other people, it really can be tragic, can't it?
It can. And unfortunately, we see a lot of this early, you know, early in the season. We define that as like cold water immersion. And there's kind of a rule out there. It's called the 1-10-1 rule. And it refers to you have 1 minute to kind of get your breathing under control when you hit that cold water. And then you have about less than 10 minutes for self-rescue to get out of that cold water. And then you have 1 hour before you become unconscious to hypothermia. So it's super important, you know, that you're able to get out of the water quickly and warm yourself up.
Yeah, it's very, very, you have to be so careful in cold water. People, if you've never fallen into cold water, there's a pretty good chance if there's not somebody else with you that you might not get back in your boat. So just have your life jacket on is number one, and don't take chances. One other craft thing I want to mention very quickly, we're seeing a real influx of paddleboarders into the outdoor craft world. And that's one where people really seem to kind of overstep their skill level a little bit. They can really get in trouble in a hurry in Colorado waters, can't they?
They can. You know, specifically paddleboarders, we've seen a huge increase in rescues and even a couple of deaths this year. But, you know, paddleboarders, they need to understand that they need to look at weather and check the forecasting, understand what kind of equipment, if they need to be wearing a wetsuit or something to stay warm. But, you know, we get a lot of strong winds that come out of the northwest, or, you know, it can be sunny 1 minute and blowing snow 20 minutes later. So they really need to check the weather forecast and make sure that they're prepared for the weather and anything that comes up if they fall into the water.
Yeah, and I had some numbers last fall about the number of rescues when paddleboards got blown across the lake, and that was when the water was warm. And fortunately, most of those weren't resulting in tragedy, but I think people were totally caught off guard about how quickly they could get in trouble if they get out on the windy thing. So make sure you stay within your skill level. Any last comment before we let you go, Jim?
No, we want people to get out to our parks and wildlife areas. Just do it safely and have a great time. We look forward to seeing you.
All right. As the boating gets in full swing, Jim, we'll get you back on. You're always a wealth of information, and it's good to run this stuff by people and get them thinking about it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Jim Hawkins, great resource. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back, we're going to talk about the inspections for getting your boat on the water, our ANS or invasive species status, all that and more coming up in Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear on 104.3 The Fan.